Does anybody else here play a fantasy Dancing with the Stars? Is that just me?
Fantasy, that we've got the new lineup, which we have not unveiled. On
you
the
have
show,
the new lineup.
We've got to play Fantasy Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, I'm up.
I don't even know what the rules would be.
Well, we could invent them, I guess. I don't know.
Do you have rules for this?
We could make them up.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think about fantasy sports. It's like Dungeons and Dragons for guys who used to make fun of kids who used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
737-1045.
Let's roll a 30-sided die and make up some rules.
I'm a wizard.
We'll figure it out.
Wizard
as we
pants.
Go.
I have wizard pants. I'm going to hang up on this.
Keith Alberstadt with us.
You.
Nashville comic.
Yes.
Did you go to Vanderbilt?
I went. I went to Vanderbilt, Father Ryan High School, Vanderbilt University, worked at Vandy.
All right. So it wasn't patrolling the Vanderbilt sidelines that drove you to a life of comedy?
No. It gave me a lot of material. The Vanderbilt sideline job was like being a weatherman in Alaska. Still sucks. Back to you, Joe. Well, I know they've turned the corner now.
What would you do now? Back in the day, Woody Ball, man. You got any Woody Wooden offer story?
Well, I had to be the eternal optimist because I had to interview him after every halftime. And I always had to find a positive spin on what was going on in order to not make it sound so horrible.
Like when they fake a punt against Georgia right before halftime.
Well, that was the third quarter, I believe.
Oh, was it?
I remember one time I asked him, I said, Coach, the good news is if we were dyslexic, we would be tied right now instead of losing 41-14. He didn't like that. He didn't like that at all.
Yeah, which is...
Is there anything that's not sponsored?
Evidently,
our
broadcast
show.
I'll be here all night.
Nice. Yeah, everything seems to be sponsored, especially on the Titans broadcast. Yes, they do. They do a good job.
Yeah, I think.
Selling.
Yeah, they do.
The hall's throat clear.
I used to do that when I was at Vanderbilt, home of the Commodores. I sold corporate advertising, and I had a great idea. They did not want to bite on.
Okay.
My idea, and this is, I have to dig back years to get this back up. But, like, for example, a bank. Like, let's say our touchdowns would be sponsored by a bank. Whenever Vanderbilt scores, hey, it's AmSouth, right? I think in order to increase the fans' appreciation of AmSouth and also their disinterest in a AmSouth competitor, the opponent's touchdown should be brought to you by Bank of America. And that way, Vanderbilt scored. Go AmSouth. Tennessee scored. Suck it, Bank of America. Right?
Absolutely.
And that way, Vanderbilt fans would learn and be conditioned to hate Bank of America.
And by the way, these views are not endorsed by the three hosts of Overtime. Yeah. Only by our guest. We enjoy
Mr. Bank. Alberstadt, yes. who goes by KeithComedy.com, because
right.
You don't think people can spell your last name, evidently.
No, they can't. By the way, can I say something about the hockey team?
Well, you don't want to continue to plug your November dates?
Yeah, talk.
Sure, let's do November.
I got my tickets already.
How creepy is our mascot name? Especially nowadays.
Does
Dateline NBC have season tickets? Do we have a mascot in a windowless van selling ice cream kids? We're the Predators!
I thought you meant Nash.
Chris Hansen at that. In between periods.
Can we get a basketball team and call it the Cougars? Just have old younger ladies out there in cocktail dresses. Hey, big boy.
You have B. Arthur as the mascot for that.
By the way, and I believe when we played the Red Wings in the playoffs, the Red Wing fans would have the tradition, of course, of throwing an octopus onto the ice, and right. We wanted to emulate something like that for our own, and we chose catfish. Way to fight that Southern stereotype. Nashville? Really?
Was it fried?
Let's pick the one fish
that's
like a DNA accident.
Yeah.
Two fish cousins had a baby. Let's throw it. Jeez.